Wyoming Democrats have been in the legislative minority for a long time, but it's been really tough lately. Only 8 of the 60 Wyoming representatives are Democrats, and only 4 resigned in the Senate. While the party has hopes of grabbing a few more seats this year, there are not enough candidates to make serious gains. The problem started back in 1991. Former State Representative Matilda Hansen fondly remembers her days as a Democratic lawmaker. When she entered the House in 1975, she had a lot of friends in the room.
There were 29 Democrats, 31 Republicans, and one independent. And the Senate was 15-15.
Hansen says that included Democrats from Republican strongholds.
We had a Democrat from Niobrara County, a Democrat from Park County, a Democrat from these unusual kinds of places.
But something changed in 1991.
The Democrats are in a minority now, seriously in a minority, because of districting.
A lawsuit forced Wyoming to develop single-member districts where representatives and senators represent a like number of people within legislative districts that can encompass more than one county. Since most of the state is Republican, that made life difficult for Democrats. University of Wyoming political scientist Jim King says there is no question that made an impact.
Many years ago, when there were multi-member districts, that is, each county would elect a particular number of legislators from the entire county, it was a lot easier for a Democrat to be successful as, you know, 1 out of 4, 2 out of 4, 2 out of 5, something like this.
But that all changed. While Hansen and some others blame Republicans for crafting legislative districts that made it difficult to win, King says the mere fact that there are so many more voting Republicans is the real culprit, especially when a lot of people will vote what's called a straight ticket.
There are a lot of people who use political party as a voting cue. That doesn't mean they're automatons. It just means that they understand that if they're a Republican, that the Republican candidate is more likely to share their views, and if they're a Democrat, the Democratic candidate is more likely to share their views. So it's a reasonable voting cue.
After a number of losses in the 90s, fewer and fewer Democrats started running for office. But there is a concerted effort to recruit candidates who will at least give it a shot. Teton County Democratic Party Chair Jordan Schreiber is 24 and has the optimism and enthusiasm that goes along with people her age. But she laughs and says there's a good chance their party candidates will lose. However, there is value in running, if for no other reason than to challenge the incumbent.
Having a challenger forces you to stay honest. It forces you to answer the right questions. And in the end, a lot of the time I'm trying to convince these individuals to run because there's a chance they'll win, but they're also doing their civic duty.
However, she doesn't think all is lost either. While the GOP registration numbers are hard to overcome, Schreiber says the right message and personal contact can go a long way.
I think, you know, you really overcome it by doing the solid door-to-door work and talking to people and getting out the vote. And what's unique about Wyoming is that we don't really follow the same issues that you follow on a national level. So, you know, there's a lot more about wildlife protection and, you know, just open spaces and things like that.
But Democratic leaders and political scientist Jim King says national politics does play a role. The president is unpopular in Wyoming, and King says that is backlashed against Democrats in the state. But Fremont County Party Chairman Bruce Palmer says that means they need to improve their message to voters. For instance, running on things like the Republicans' opposition to Medicaid expansion or minimum wage hikes. He says they also need to be more aggressive.
We're letting people know when we see a vote that we think is not in the best interest of the people of the state of Wyoming. I think we need to point out when we see hypocrisy in our elected officials and do that. And then I think we need to stand for something, and we need to be able to say exactly, you know, what our values are and, you know, what we might do differently.
Palmer says this effort will take time, but he says a few victories should give Democrats momentum. He says the party is committed to improving things in the future, and he's excited about it.